As of my last update, I can share a comprehensive approach to developing content for a hypothetical scenario like Chapter 4.2, CBT Techniques for Treating Depression, based on CBT principles and knowledge surrounding depression. In Chapter 4.2, CBT Techniques for Treating Depression, we explore the arsenal of strategies cognitive behavioral therapy offers to combat one of the most pervasive mental health challenges, depression. This segment of our guide delves deep into evidence-based techniques, showcasing their practical application and providing insights into their mechanisms of action. Cognitive restructuring, changing the narrative. The journey begins with cognitive restructuring, a cornerstone technique of CBT that aims to identify, challenge, and alter distorted thoughts and beliefs. Depressed individuals often fall prey to a negative filter, where their perception of reality is clouded by pessimism and despair. Through cognitive restructuring, clients learn to recognize these automatic negative thoughts and reframe them in a more balanced, realistic way. An anecdote from practice involves Liam, who, after weeks of applying cognitive restructuring, noted a significant decrease in his "I'm worthless" narrative, paving the way for more positive self-talk and reduced depressive symptoms. Behavioral activation, the path to engagement. Next, we outline the principles of behavioral activation, which encourages clients to engage in activities that bring them joy or a sense of accomplishment. Depression often leads to withdrawal and inactivity, further fueling the cycle of low mood and negative self-perception. By incrementally increasing their level of activity, clients can break this cycle, improving their mood and energy levels. For instance, Sarah's commitment to short daily walks, a goal set within her therapy sessions, gradually led to a rekindling of her interest in photography, a passion she had abandoned. Mindfulness, anchoring in the present. Integrating mindfulness into the treatment for depression allows clients to anchor themselves in the present moment, reducing rumination and worry about past failures or future anxieties. Mindfulness practices such as meditation and focused breathing foster an attitude of acceptance and non-judgment, crucial for individuals battling depression. A notable study cited shows a 30% reduction in symptoms for participants practicing mindfulness-based cognitive therapy, highlighting its effectiveness as a complementary approach. Skill-building tools for resilience. An additional focus is on skill-building, equipping clients with practical tools to handle depressive triggers and symptoms. Skills like problem-solving, assertive communication, and stress management not only help in managing depression, but also in preventing relapse. Engaging in skill-building exercises empowers clients, giving them confidence in their ability to navigate life's challenges. Psychoeducation. Understanding is the first step to recovery. Lastly, psychoeducation plays a pivotal role in treatment. Understanding the nature of depression, its causes and effects, helps demystify the experience, making it less overwhelming. Clients learn about the interaction between thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, gaining insight into how changing one of these can lead to improvements in others. Key takeaways: cognitive restructuring challenges and changes the distorted thoughts contributing to depression. Behavioral activation combats the inertia of depression by encouraging engagement in rewarding activities. Mindfulness practices cultivate present moment awareness and acceptance, alleviating depressive symptoms. Skill building in areas such as problem solving and stress management fosters resilience against depressive episodes. Psychoeducation about depression helps clients understand their experience, making it a less daunting adversary. By integrating these CBT techniques into treatment plans, practitioners can offer clients a path out of depression that is both evidence-based and personally empowering.